Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. That was a real banjo player of the jazz age, Mr. Elmer Snowden, with his quartet with a cool little tune to kick off this episode of Neon Jazz with the song Doing the Lowdown off his 1960 album called The Harlem Banjo, or around here we call it the original Harlem Shake. Elmer was also fluent on the guitar and early in his career, all the reed instruments. He contributed greatly to jazz in its early days as both a player and a bandleader, and is responsible for launching the careers of many musicians. Elmer fell into that boat many jazz musicians of his day sailed in. Even though he had a profound influence, he was overlooked. The Baltimore native was the original leader of the Washingtonians, a group he brought to New York from the Capitol in 1923. Unable to get a booking, Snowden sent for Duke Ellington, who, when he joined the group, recorded three test sides for Victor that remain unissued and thought to be lost to this day. Yet Ellington eventually took over leadership of the band, and that became the nucleus for his famous orchestra. Though Snowden continued to be musically active throughout his life, after the mid-30s, he lived in relative obscurity in New York. And while he was working as a parking lot attendant, years later in 1959, Chris Albertson, a Philadelphia disc jockey, came across him, and in 1960, he brought Snowden and singer-guitarist Lonnie Johnson together for two prestige albums, and they are nice ones. And that there, my friends, is a cool little jazz story. Welcome to another hour of what we like to call Neon Jazz around here. This is your host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a jazz town with panache, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the jazz you dig, with music from cats like Claire Fisher, Joe Pass, Miltbags Jackson, and many, many more. You've probably heard your fill of Coldplay's song Clocks, but this next take from the band called Rhythms del Mundo is a sassy little jazz salsa version from 2006, and I think you'll dig it.
Compares all This is Neon Jazz with Joe Dino.
Thank you.
That was the late, great pianist Mulgrew Miller with the 1992 song called Return Trip off his Hand in Hand album. This tune is sort of a homage to Mulgrew, who passed away recently on May 29, 2013. His style was highly influential in jazz during the 80s and 90s. It was in the tradition of Oscar Peterson, McCoy Tyner, and Kenny Barron. His childhood was filled mostly playing gospel music in his church and R&B and blues at dances. That turned into a recording career that saw him record 500 albums as an accompanying artist and pianist with major jazz figures. He played with cats like Betty Carter, Woody Shaw, Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, and Tony Williams. Miller spent the last years of his life in Easton, Pennsylvania, doing what he loved. He was the director of jazz studies at William Patterson University and the artist-in-residence at Lafayette College. He will be missed, and he was a great jazz artist. This next musician is a friend of the show and a very talented saxophonist. Here's Caroline Davis with the song Bigfoot on a live track from 2010.
Davis, and I fully support Neon Jazz, and everyone here in Chicago feels the same.
Thank you.
That was Kansas City's very own hard bop and West Coast jazz double bassist, Curtis Counts, with a very cool 1957 song called Carl's Blues. Born right here in Kansas City, he moved to California in 1945 and quickly began working with the great Shelly Man, Teddy Charles, Clifford Brown, and many of those other West Coast jazz cats. He really hit his stride when he formed his quintet in 1956, featuring tenor saxophonist Harold Land, trumpeters Jack Sheldon, Gerald Wilson, pianist Carl Perkins, and drummer Frank Butler. It's a lot of names, but Kansas City's own Curtis Counts had it going. This next cat is a good one. Here's keyboardist Claire Fisher with the 2010 song called Orinthardy off his album Extension.
This is Ferrez with it. Whenever I'm in Kansas City, I love listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, and I hope you do too. We'll be right back.
That was talented saxophonist Corey Weeds with the 2009 song Ella's Walk off his album Everything's Coming Up, Weeds. Weeds has been a professional musician for the better part of 15 years. As a member of a popular Vancouver band called People Playing Music, simple, he toured Canada, Europe, and the United States. Currently, Weeds is a member of the Night Crawlers, which released their debut CD and was nominated for Album of the Year at the National Jazz Awards in 2008, and he may have missed his calling as a groomer of lawns. Our next group, headed by guitarist Joe Pass, features the vibes man that we like around here on Neon Jazz, Mr. Milt Bags Jackson, and it's quite nice. Here's the song Joe's Tune off the 1977 album Quadrant. Thank you.
This is New York City jazz trombonist Nick Finzer. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Delilah was a floozy. She never gave a damn. Delilah wasn't choosy till she fell for a swell buckaroo by the name of Sam. Delilah got in action. Delilah did her cooch. She gave him satisfaction. And he fell neath her spell with the aid of love and hooch. But one day, so they tell us, his true wife, he did crave. Delilah, she got jealous, and she tracked him and hacked him and dug for Sam a grave. But it's always that way with passion, so cowboy, learn to behave, or else you're liable to cash in with no tombstone at your grave. Delilah, oh Delilah, she's no babe in the woods. Run, cowboy, run a mile. If you love that kind of woman, she'll do you no good. If you love that kind of woman, she'll do you.
That was singer Lee Wiley with the song Sam and Delilah off a 2009 compilation called The One and Only. The Oklahoma native hit her popular peaks in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. Wiley recorded 8 Gershwin songs on 78s with a small group for Liberty Music Shops. The set sold well and was followed by 78s dedicated to the music of none other than Cole Porter and Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart, amongst others. These influential albums launched the concept of a songbook, which was later widely imitated by other singers. She retired in the 60s, but she did some comeback in a 1963 television film called Something About Lee Wiley, which told her life story. This film brought a good amount of acclaim to her, and talking about going out on the top, her last public appearance was a concert at Carnegie Hall back in 1972 as a part of the New York Jazz Festival, which she got rave reviews for. How about that? We're going to hit a couple of live tracks next here on Neon Jazz. First, this is a 1984 cut live at the Cafe Carlyle from pianist George Shearing with the song P.S. I Love You.
P.S.
Hi, everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dumino.
That was the great 82-year-old Theodore Walter Sonny Rollins, live in 1957 at the Village Vanguard with the song I Can't Get Started. He is on the list as one of the best, and a good cat to bring us to the end of this hour together, listening to all that jazz. Taking the curtain call for this hour of music is double bassist Paul Chambers, the 1959 song Just Friends off a great album called Go, and that's what we have to do right now. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a radio guy always on the go, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Who, me?
Yes, sir, you. Talk to us about our show, send us some suggestions, toot a horn in our direction. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
That's right.
Joe Domino.
Neon Jazz.